On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. Kirsten Erickson of the BSU soccer team, our guest today. Unfortunately, lost twice this past weekend up in the UP to Northern and Michigan Tech. First games of a season are always a little bit nerve-wracking. You don't quite know what to expect from all the newcomers. And it also happens you guys open on the road, too, so you've got that to worry about. All in all, aside from the two losses, how'd the weekend go for everybody?
I think we did a lot of good things this weekend. We combined all right. Like, we, of course, have got things to work on, but there are some positive aspects in the games that we can take, and then there's always room for improvement, and improvement every game is our goal. So there's lots of things that we can work on, and it'll be good to see our progress through the season.
You started both games in a hole, unfortunately. It's maybe good to have a little adversity early in the season just to kind of see what you're made out of.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, definitely starting like the first half of the first game, ending that half at 3-0 was really hard to come back, but there's a lot of fight and desire to do good on our team, and we've got a lot of heart. So coming back, and of course losing is, nobody likes to lose, and we definitely don't, but you know, we came back the second half and we played really, really well. We had two goals that were pretty good. The second one was definitely a team earned one, so it was good.
Last year you had one goal the whole year. One weekend this year you already have a goal, plus you had an assist this year, this past weekend as well. Just from your own personal standpoint, how much better do you want to be this year compared to last year? How much more are you going to be relied on by the coaching staff and the team this year compared to last year?
I'm hoping that this year I'll be a lot more consistent than I was last year. Last year was not a good season for me, honestly. But I came in, I worked really, really hard this summer, and I came in knowing that being a senior, there's some amount of, I don't know, something put on your shoulders as a leader and like, someone to follow. And I really wanted my coaches and my teammates to rely on me and be able to like see that we can, she can do something for us. Like, I kind of just wanted to leave that kind of legacy. I don't know.
Did you take that upon yourself, or did Coach have that conversation with you at the end of last year that he's going to rely on you a little more?
I took that upon myself. Coach didn't put that on me, which was good. Like, I don't know. It's not good to like get pressure like that sometimes, but I put that pressure on myself. I really want to do good this year, and it's my last year of 17 years of competitive soccer, so I really want this to be a good year to leave.
It's hard to believe how quickly a collegiate career can go by, isn't it?
Yeah, it's insane how crazy it's been, but it's been worth it every year. Like, even though like last year was hard, and like the year before, like sophomore year, I ended up getting mono. Like, I started out well my sophomore year, but I had mono, and that kind of left me hanging for the rest of the year. But like, every year has been worth it, and more so than like playing the soccer is the relationships you develop with the girls. Like, my soccer team is my family away from family, and that's probably the most important thing I've gotten in my college career.
On the field, this weekend you will play Colorado School of Mines in Duluth, and then you travel to Minot State to two road games in completely opposite directions in just a couple of days. Being on the road again going to be a good thing after a little adversity last weekend, or would you rather be playing at home?
Coming into the season, we knew that this was going to be a really hard schedule starting out, so we're ready to play on the road, and we're gonna do fine. We're gonna improve next weekend. I don't know that much about Colorado Springs or what was it, Colorado, yeah, School of Mines. I don't know much about them, but every team that we face, we go into with the same objective of we're gonna look at them and we're gonna play hard every time. So Minot we're going to play really well against. They're a really tough team. We played twice against them last year. Lost the first time, came back the second time, and we beat them. They're a really, really tough team, but we're looking forward to it.
Kirsten, thank you much, and good luck.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU soccer team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.